The Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. Pierre Godet is sorely troubled concerning the astounding discovery he made in Corsica, and feels that Louis should know all about it as soon as possible. Louis, however, is full of the night's experiences and the fact that Emilia's father had given his consent to his daughter's marriage with Louis. In the middle of these rhapsodies, he suddenly clasps his hand to his heart, cries out in pain, and declares that he feels that he has been stabbed. In his agony, he grapples with the long brocade curtain by the bed. The curtain collapses and envelops him as he rolls over and over on the floor, crying in agony. Pierre stands dumbfounded, looking down on this amazing scene. Suddenly, he is galvanized into action. Louis! Louis!
The pain! I can't stand it! I can't stand it!
Louis, control yourself. Here, let me help you to the bed. It is a heart attack.
No, it's not the beating of the heart, but just up above here. Almost as though it were a knife. Cold steel. Tear it open, Pierre. Tear my shirt open. Can you see the wound? Can you see it?
There's nothing there, Louis. Louis.
Louis. I can't help it. Have you only knew the pain?
Perhaps a drink of some kind. Is this wine in this decanter? If I can spell it. Oh, yes. Drink this. No, don't worry about a glass. Drink from the bottle. Force it through your lips. There. There. Is that better, Louis? Do you feel better?
I seem to be drifting. Drifting.
Louis. Answer me. Louis. Louis.
Great heavens.
The bell rope.
Where's the bell rope? I must get a servant. His uncle. His aunt. No.
Everybody must be in bed.
After three. Oh, Louis, Louis.
White as death. Death. Perhaps he is dead.
His heart. I wonder if his heart is beating.
Faintly. He's alive. Thank God.
Monsieur.
Oh, Gaston, it's Monsieur Prevost. He's very ill. Don't waste a minute. A doctor must be brought here at once.
Monsieur Godet's commands were immediately obeyed, and Gaston roused Louis's uncle and aunt. The doctor was summoned straight away, and he declared that Louis's heart was beating normally, and that physically the boy seemed to be in good health. However, his condition seemed to be almost trance-like. And Pierre, sorely troubled in mind, his thoughts flitting back to a twin brother in Corsica, waited fearfully at Louis's bedside. It was an hour after sunrise that at last Louis stirred. Pierre Godet bent eagerly over him, waiting for the first flickering signs of consciousness. Louis. Louis.
Who's that? Oh, Pierre.
How are you sleeping, Louis?
Where am I?
In your own bed. You've been ill, Louis.
Ill? What's been the matter? Oh, yes, I remember. A pain. A sudden pain right here.
Are you in pain now?
No. No, it's gone. I feel as though I'm just waking up, Pierre. In fact, why look so worried? I'm all right.
You were in great pain at three this morning. I'm afraid it put the house in a turmoil.
Really?
I had to rouse your uncle and aunt and the servants.
Where are they now?
Sleeping, getting a little rest. They've been up all night. However, the doctor satisfied them that there's no danger.
The doctor? I've had a doctor?
Yes. I thought at first you'd had a heart attack. The doctor seemed to disagree with that. But whatever it was, you seem well enough now.
I remember everything clearly now. Last night, Emilie... I told you about Emilie?
Oh, yes, of course. You're going to marry her.
Yes. I haven't told my uncle and aunt yet, but they'll be happy, very happy. My aunt's often told me that it's time that I began to cast around to choose a suitable wife.
But Pierre, you didn't tell me. You were waiting up for me when I came home.
Yes, Louis.
I'm so wrapped up in my own happiness that I just haven't been able to concentrate on anything else. You came back from Corsica suddenly. You said you wanted to have a serious talk with me. What's it all about?
I'm very worried, Louis. And after what happened at 3 this morning, I'm more worried than ever.
Will you please speak? Tell me everything. It concerns me.
Well, naturally, that's why I'm here. Louis, you've got to prepare yourself for a great shock.
A shock?
While I was in Corsica, I met your mother.
My mother?
Yes.
But I'm an orphan. My mother and father are dead.
Your father is dead, but your mother's alive. Also, there's a twin brother.
A twin brother? What are you talking about? Explain.
I didn't tell you last night because your own thoughts were in a turmoil. You were going to meet Amelia. That's why I was waiting here for you when you came back. Louis, your mother and your brother are Corsicans.
Is this all some kind of a dream?
No, no, it's reality. Stark reality, Louis. You see, your family... Oh, how can I explain? They're so different. They've been brought up in a different environment. You in the luxury here, the elegance, the magnificence of this house. You can't perhaps understand what it's like in Corsica. The savagery, the hate, and the vendetta.
You're talking in riddles. Besides, I know I'm an orphan. Topeka said so.
Topeka? Madame de Franchi spoke of Topeka, the nurse. Where is Topeka to be found?
Topeka is dead. My family, that is, my uncle and aunt, never speak of this, Pierre, but I thought you knew. Topeka was a maid working in their household. I was a child who had no mother and no father.
So Topeka is dead?
Yes. When Topeka died, my uncle, he's my adopted uncle, really, took me into his care. You see, both uncle and aunt never had any children. I was here. Well, I was brought up just as though I were their own son.
Oh, now it becomes so clear. Topeka escaped from Corsica with you. She carried out your mother's wishes. She came here to Paris, worked in this house, and then you were adopted by its mistress and master.
It's generally regarded that I'm the nephew. But, Pierre, you've astounded me in such a way that I just don't know how to begin to ask you the questions which are surging to my lips. If my mother's alive, who is she? What's she doing on the island of Corsica? How do you know these things? How did you find out?
Oh, I know. I know there are 1,000 questions that you'd ask me, Lucien.
Lucien?
Oh, I'm sorry, Louis. Louis, you and Lucien are one. To speak to you is to speak to Lucien. To speak to Lucien is to speak to you. I just can't get over it even now. And then, 3 this morning, that pain above your heart. I feel that Lucien may be dead.
Dead?
Murdered by his hated enemies. Your hated enemies, the Gedici. That's the whole story, Louis. I've spared you nothing. I've given you every detail. Well? Well, Louis, why don't you speak?
I'm so amazed. I
know, my boy. This has come as a great shock.
You see, Uncle and Aunt, always I've looked on them as my mother and father. Of course, that hasn't been the case, really. Uncle's a hard man, I know. He has set ideas. His greatest unhappiness was that Aunt didn't bear him a son to carry on his name. That's why I was adopted, so that I could carry on bearing his name.
And now?
Now I find I have another name. De Franchi. An interesting name. Dear, what's my mother like?
She's tall, Louis. Tall, with black hair silvered at the temples. A proud face. Perhaps even a little arrogant. But a wide brow with the most wonderful brown eyes. They seem to look deep down into the soul.
And my brother?
Look at yourself in the mirror. There you'll find your brother. Well, now you know the truth. And if you want the proof, Louis, I think you'll find that it's here on this wall. This broken half of a sword. This and the fact that your mother spoke of to Peter. And now... You speak of her yourself.
My mother is in danger. 29 against 2.
perhaps 29 against one. I discovered from your mother that your brother has these strange moods that you yourself have, Louis. Sometimes he's unaccountably happy. I've wondered, and she's wondered too, whether it's some bond that's between you. This terrible pain that you experienced, I wonder about that too. Louis, what are you going to do?
There's only one thing to do, Pierre. I must go to Corsica. I have my duty to my family.
Louis,
do you think I'm wrong?
Oh, no. No, you're not wrong, my boy, but I fear for you. There's danger. Horrible danger for you out there.
Maria? Maria, the dog. Somebody come.
Yes, madame.
I wonder who it is. Hi, Maria. It's Grifo. Grifo thundering up to the house. Grifo alone. Grifo!
Madame.
Grifo, what's the matter? You're alone. Lucien, where is he?
Oh, madame. Catastrophe. The blackest day in the whole history of the Francis. The Gedicis have had their revenge.
What's this you say? The Gedici? Speak, Grifo. Tell me quickly.
The Gedici, madame. They crept up on us in the valley below my seances, madame. Lucien has been murdered. Stabbed to death.
As Grifo uttered these frightful words, Madame's body tensed, but her face showed no expression. She was as though she were carved from marble, expressionless, immobile, only her great dark eyes reflecting the agony within. What is Grifo's tale concerning Lucien, one of the Corsican brothers?